This episode of Voices of the Elephant is brought to you by Nomad PHP. Start a habit of continuous learning. Visit nomadphp.com and subscribe today. Welcome to the Voices of the Elephant podcast. Each episode of Voices of the Elephant brings you an interview with a member of the PHP community. From project leaders to user group organizers, we talk to the people that are helping make the PHP community special. Hi, and welcome to another episode of Voices of the Elephant. We're here at Sunshine PHP in 2015 in Miami, Florida, and the conference wrapped last night, and after long nights of partying, my friend and fellow podcaster, Sammy Powers, is my special guest. Say hello to everybody,
hey,
Sammy.
Hey, everybody.
Now, you run PHP Town Hall?
PHP Roundtable.
I knew I was going to screw that up.
Everybody switches them around.
Well, last night we had a dual podcast, and it was PHP Town Table or Round Hall or something like that, you know,
exactly.
Where y'all got together and simulcasted, and that was a fun time. I sat in there for a while and just had a great time.
Yeah, that was hilarious.
Tell us a little bit about your podcast and, you know, why you got started, what the format is, that kind of stuff.
Well, PHP Roundtable is sort of centered around an idea that I had to just sit around a table with other developers and just talk shop. And I found that I learn a whole lot when I just kind of throw out random questions, and it sparks discussion and debate. And it's just such an educational time. I was like, well, what if I could just do this like all the time instead of waiting until we get to a conference or something? Mm-hmm. And there's so much that I want to learn. I was like, well, if I'm in the process of learning this and discussing with other people, why shouldn't I just like make that public, and then maybe other people can learn from that and kind of learn with me? So that was the basic premise. It's really about education and trying to learn more and get more involved in the community.
Very cool. Now, you have a longer format. What is it? Usually about an hour, hour and a half?
Yeah, about an hour and a half, something like that.
One of the things I love about what you do, and I think Dev Hell does this as well, is you'll open up an IRC chat channel. For the live, or do you use Google Hangouts?
Yeah, we do Google Hangouts, and okay. And then Twitter is the main kind
Twitter,
of back channel.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
But people can watch it as you're recording it.
Absolutely, and people ask questions on Twitter, and we just try to address the questions live. And
very cool.
And at the end, I open it up to bring in everybody that was watching live, and sometimes the after party, if you will, just like sparks another discussion, and we just go and learn a lot more stuff. So it's really cool.
That is very neat. Now you're kind of new to the PHP community. And, I mean, you've been hanging around for a year or so. You've been to a couple conferences.
Yeah.
Now that you have gotten settled in, give me your impression about the community, because Voices of the Elephant is all about community.
Absolutely. Well, I didn't even know this community existed a couple years ago. I've been developing in PHP since, you know, 99.
Wow.
And I knew there was a community in forums and things like that, but, like, a real-life, everybody-meet-in-person, face-to-face community had mm-hmm. no idea. And interestingly enough, Laravel was what got me into it.
Wow.
When I switched to Laravel and I was like, oh, this is great. I was like, oh, there's a Laracon thing. I got to check that out. And then from that, I realized there was even a bigger community outside of that, like the general PHP community. And it's amazing. And so I went to PHP Tech last year. Was my second conference.
Mm,
and
good conference.
Yeah, it's fantastic. And I had such a great time. And everyone there was just so approachable. I would just go and at lunchtime sit down at a random table with just whoever was there, was an open seat, and I'd sit down and we'd just start chatting. And one guy had like a Symfony logo on his lanyard, and I was like, oh, do you code in Symfony? And he goes, a little bit. And his friend was like, actually, you know, that's Fabian, he wrote the thing. And I was like, oh hi, nice to meet you. So but everybody's so approachable that it's like,
yeah.
And when you have those walls that aren't there, like, it, like, I feel free to ask him even the basic question that, like, he probably gets asked a million times, but he's still like, you know, he'll answer it. And we just talk about day-to-day stuff. And it's cool. It's all about that sense of belonging and community. And it mm-hmm. makes me want to learn more and get more involved and also mentor more and, like, get other people involved. And now that I've found
Excellent.
This, I'm like, hey, guys, check this out. This is awesome. There's a great community out there.
Yeah, you know, it is a fantastic community. And we're lucky to have people like you that will get excited about it and go out and tell others and get involved, because I know I've been doing podcasting for almost 10 years, and I know what an effort it is, and you get out there consistently, and you produce a quality product. We'll throw a link in the show notes so that other people can listen and subscribe to your podcast.
Well, thanks so much. Yeah, it's a lot of work goes into those show notes. Like, it's like 2 or 3 hours just researching, and I'm like, I want to ask intelligent questions here.
Yeah, we don't do that much research on elephants. So. But anyhow, well, I want to thank you for taking the time out of your lunch or your breakfast or whatever. Like I said, Sunshine Wrapped last night. We had a great time.
You guys
did a wonderful job on the simulcast. I had a lot of fun there. Wish I could have stayed up and listened to it more. But, you know me. I partied till the crack of 10 and then headed to my room. So
totally understandable.
But y'all did a great job. Hey,
before
I let you go, the same two questions I ask everybody. What's your local user group and what's the URL?
The local user group in Chicago is Chicago PHP user group. And it is it's just on meetup.com.
It's on meetup.com. Now, that's a relatively new group.
It is. And I'm actually just recently kind of got pulled on board as a co-organizer, and there's three of us kind of organizing everything to really push things along, because Chicago's kind of been in the gray zone for that for a long time with the PHP.
Yeah,
user group,
I used to help run tech, I should say.
Yeah.
There was a group of us. But I was always amazed that every time we got ready to start advertising it, there was no local PHP user group there in Chicago. So,
yeah.
You've got a fantastic conference right there in your back door.
Absolutely, so. Yeah. And so we're doing lots of events there. Like, we got an open source workshop actually tomorrow, and there's all kinds of great... Looks like a lot of kinetic energy there. That's
it doesn't hurt that you've got Larry Garfield there.
Absolutely.
Also. Absolutely,
yeah, he's
one of the luminaries of the Drupal community. He's awesome.
Absolutely.
So. Okay, well, I want to thank you for taking the time out of your schedule to be with us. And since you're an organizer of a user group, I want to say a special thank you for helping make the PHP community as awesome as it is.
Thank you, Kyle. I mean, you are the man. I don't know if you get told that enough, but you are the man. You are like the guy who inspires the influencers. So, I mean, that's like really hardcore. So, thank you.
I do appreciate that. Thanks for listening to Voices of the Elephant. Voices of the Elephant is copyright EICC Incorporated and released under a Creative Commons Attribution, No Derivatives, Share and Share Alike license. To nominate someone to be a guest on Voices of the Elephant, visit our website and click on the nominate link. The URL is voicesoftheelephant.com. Elephant is, of course, spelled ELEPHPANT.